This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with Mark Grizzard, music director of the Peoria Area Civic Chorale. They're presenting their American Family Christmas concert with performances tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday at Five Points, Washington. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Now, this is your first year with the Civic Chorale, and this is a concert that the chorale has been doing various iterations of for many years now. So at least your first time out, was there a pretty strong temptation to kind of stick with, you know, with the formula that has worked up to this point?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's a terrific formula. I've attended these concerts in the past and just seen the, you know, the power of such a great auditioned ensemble, and that it's certainly something that from a formatting-wise, it did not want to mess with. It's a great, great way to just sort of celebrate the season from a concert-goer's experience. But, of course, bringing my own experience as a musician, even before I was offered anything, I would say, oh, well, how can I bring a little bit of myself into this? So we didn't make any huge changes to the overall idea of our American Family Christmas. It's still going to be an American Family Christmas concert, but we're excited about some new ways that we can put on this same just high-caliber event.
I was fascinated to read that you're an arranger, a composer, a performer, an educator, and a clinician. And in that, in fact, for this performance, you've arranged two of the performances, Snow and another song. Talk about the arrangements that you've made.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think being an arranger is probably, so far, number one on that list for me. That's, I think, what really got me most excited about a career in music is taking songs and seeing how I can bring out the best in that music and how I can add a little bit of my personality to it, and it's just a thrill to do. So when an opportunity to work with a group like the Civic Chorale came about, of course, I wanted to be able to do some arrangements for that. The songs I picked are belonging more of our lighter half of our concert with the sort of pop tradition of Christmas carols. And the first arrangement of Snow is from the movie White Christmas, where they're on the train and there's a and which is just super fun song to begin with. And anybody who remembers those Christmas movie kind of cultures kind of know that. And it's a great song to celebrate and then also flush out into this choral. So I have an 8-part arrangement for vocals and with 4 hands at the piano. And then we have little drums adding the little train sounds. And it's, a full flushed out harmonies of that tune without keeping the same spirit of that movie, which is just, it's been a blast, and the choir does such a wonderful job on it. The second one is a song that came out of an inside joke back in my touring days. I was in a group where one of the guys had a cold, and he was a tenor, and he didn't know, well, what songs can you sing when you have a cold? You don't have your high notes. And he was like, maybe I could do Frosty the Snowman. And then, of course, like, ooh, that's like the Old Man River thing. And so the idea came about to take the melody of Old Man River and add the words to Frosty the Snowman. And a PAC member by the name of Robert Bennett does a wonderful job on the solo. And so we're giving it the theatrical treatment it deserves. And it's just a blast.
Now, one of the things that's distinctive about the American Family Christmas program is that it kind of covers all the bases. So there is a blend of more secular Christmas season music, but that's also juxtaposed with a fair amount of sacred religious music as well.
Oh, sure.
So is that a balance that can be a little tricky to maintain?
Yeah, well, I think you use the word blend, and I think that's what we're really trying to do. I think when we talked about the format of this American Family Christmas, where in years past I've seen this and other concerts where there's a quite obvious, here's our serious set, here's our sacred set, here's our holiday classic set, and here's our cheesy set. And what we've been doing is sort of blending that. We don't want to, have a little wink in our eyes saying, hey, half of the audience, please bear with this portion of the program that might not be your cup of tea. What we want to do is bring the best aspects of all those styles. We certainly do plenty of sacred music, celebrating the Christmas season. From a sacred standpoint, some terrific arrangements. Another 8-part arrangement of In the Bleak Midwinter, just gorgeous tune that we have a solo, Jennifer Reese singing that, and she just sounds incredible. but we want to still bring the, you know, excitement and the, you know, twinkle in the eye of some of these other holiday traditions into that. So our sets are not very, I wouldn't say they're delineated between, okay, serious, sacred, and then secular, and then now we can, you know, let our hair down. We're trying to blend that into one concert that brings the you know, the passion and the depth of some of the sacred music, and then the you know, nostalgia and the spirit of other Christmas music, and then a lot of the fun of some of these carols. And I think it all blends together into one event, and it's been a real thrill blending those all together.
But when you say blend, I've always been fascinated by a full agenda where there is the blending, but how do you pick which one goes first, which one goes second? Do you have a list of all of them and you experiment in your mind how they're going to sound and you rearrange them in your head? So how do we know that the blend works?
Oh, well, absolutely. Well, we'll find out afterwards. certainly, yeah. In the repertoire selection process, we're thinking about flow of the concert, how, you know, put yourself in the audience member's shoes. There's certainly, you know, the large work format in some, you know, in the classical tradition sometimes can be, you know, very little sort of flow. The audience sort of settles into, okay, I'm going to be in this mood for a very long time and I better get comfortable with that. And I've certainly been an audience member where I enjoy a cadence of one part and I'm like, wow, that is really great. And maybe I'm ready for something else. And so when I was not only selecting repertoire at the beginning of the summer, but then putting together the concert order, place yourself into thinking, okay, we want to enjoy how that song ended and how that makes me feel, and how to move that into a flow so that the concert, when it is all said and done, has sort of been an adventure of mood and spirit without giving the audience either too much of one style or being frantic in you know, this. So it's certainly something that has been given a lot of thought, and I hope that it's going to create a great flow for the audience.
And is that something that you learn over time with experience? Because it seems like it's not the sort of thing that you instinctively know as soon as they hand you a degree and you walk out of school. I mean, that must be something that you've learned putting other concerts together. That seems to me that would be something that you would learn over the years of your career and get better at as you go through.
Absolutely, yeah. That's something you just sort of feel out, not only as a student of music, but as somebody who's, you know, watched a lot of music and performed a lot of music, where you can have one idea of, well, what is right? But then at the end of the day, it's like, well, what is the audience experience going to be here? And being involved with lots of, you know, being a performer, lots of experience as a performer, lots of experience as an audience member helps you get a feel for that. So I think that's true about being involved with a lot of various things that I have so far in my career helps me just realize what, you know, real people in real auditorium seats experience. And that's no right answer to that. It's just sort of something that you work on as you move from one project to the next.
And I understand there's a festival course that's a part of the concert.
Oh, yes. We're really excited for tonight's performance that we're going to include performances by our Children's Festival Chorus and our Junior High Festival Chorus. Between those two ensembles, we're going to have 180 singers on stage, and we are celebrating 15 years of doing that, and it's just been a thrill. Under the direction of Beth Rock, we're going to have children from around the community take part in the celebration and make some beautiful music, and we're really excited about the success that we've had with that.
Now, at this point, I imagine you have a lot of singers in the chorale who've been with the group for many years, and they've been through many previous years' versions of this concert. Have you had a chance to talk to them and get a sense of what it is that they get out of this experience that brings them back from year to year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When I first came on staff, the organization just does a great job of communicating just throughout, between just among the choir members themselves and among the staff and between me and choir members. I was able to kind of get a good sense of what people enjoy about the Civic Chorale, what they are, you know, eager to, you know, have some growth through their experiences with the chorale, and then specifically about the work that I've been doing so far. I was able to have, you know, walking that line between honoring just the excellent tradition that has been going on here. I don't want to just show up and say, this is how things go now. Obviously, they've done things that have worked and just created terrific concerts throughout the years, and I'm not I obviously want to respect that. So we've had some great discussions about here's what people in the chorale enjoy about their experience, and here's what I can bring to it. And it's just been really terrific to there's just a lot of respect and just total just amicable spirit throughout the rehearsal process, throughout the repertoire selection process, and just knowing that we're all on the same team and we all can bring our opinions and experience to it has just been incredible. It's been very positive.
Mark Rizzard is the music director of the Peoria Area Civic Chorale about their concert American Family Christmas. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, Sunday at 2:30 at Five Points, Washington. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And finally, Suzette, Prairie Folklore Theater is presenting A Celtic Winter Solstice, a celebration in story and song with Barry Cloyd and Brian Fox Ellis. They're talking about the Irish roots of Christmas and telling tales of the solstice in the winter season. There are two shows, Monday night at 5:30 and again at 8 at the Fox Pub Cafe off of Pioneer Parkway in Peoria.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, visit us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.